Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. We've also got Chris Sill in the house. Smile, Chris. All right, so the Wahoos are smiling a little bit, walking with a little bit more pep in the step, and long way from getting their swagger back, but a good win down on the road at Tallahassee, beating the Seminoles. Seminoles were one of the teams receiving votes going into the weekend.
They're a good basketball team. Had lost, I think, three games prior to the Virginia game, all of which were by very close margins. I think they lost by Florida by a point and a couple other games. Michigan in overtime was one of the losses. I can't remember the third loss. So Florida State, you know, a good basketball team, and to go down there and win in Tallahassee, first win down there since 2001. So it had been a long
long drought. Roger Mason was the last superstar to pull the rabbit out of the hat down there in Tallahassee. So the Seminoles are probably a little befuddled by the way they started the game and became a little scary in the second half when they started to exert their athleticism. But hats off to the Wahoos and Tony Bennett for regrouping after the miserable loss down in Knoxville.
Yeah. Embarrassing, but we're going to change the format a little bit tonight to accommodate Coach Jason Williford, who's on the line right now. Later in the show, we're going to have basketball analyst Ted Jeffries, but Jason, I think he's headed to a game, I think, to do either some scouting, recruiting, or both. But Jason, we appreciate you taking a minute or two to join us tonight.
Jim, how's it going?
We're better. I'm sure you're a little better after Saturday. You know, we don't want to talk a whole lot about last Monday night. So let's stick with Saturday. Big win for the Cavaliers down in Florida State. Tough place to play. Your assessment of the performance of the team down there?
Yeah, you know, that place has been a thorn in our rear end, and we finally got over the hump. I thought defensively we were very good. We bought effort. Again, I don't want to harp. I already forgot about the Tennessee game, quite honestly, but not to harp on that too much. But I thought our effort, there was life. Don't really know why there wasn't at Tennessee, but the kids played hard, and it started with our defense. That's who we are, and we've got to get back to being a defensive-minded team. And then the other thing was I thought we actually took care of the basketball. I think 6 turnovers for the game. So we didn't give them easy opportunities. We defended, and we kept them off the glass. Not a whole lot of second-chance opportunities for them. So I thought that was the key.
We should ask you, well, and you may not know, but what's the status of Joe Harris for Wednesday night?
I don't know. Like you said, I'm actually on the road. I wasn't at practice today. He obviously had a concussion. So I think, you know, he's got to pass a litany of tests. And if he passes those, I'm pretty sure Ethan and the doctors will let him go. I know he wants to go. In fact, he was ready to go after halftime. Mm-hmm. Down in Tallahassee. He's just a tough kid, but I don't know. As of today, I don't know his status.
Actually, I looked into this. Jason, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight. I looked into this, and there is a very rigid protocol involved where he's got to go through a variety of coherence tests. He's got to do some practicing and running and exercising, and hopefully once those things are done, they then determine whether any of the symptoms return, whether it's his balance or whether he has any nausea. And obviously the big bugaboo is headaches. They worry about the headaches. And I know there's more to it than that, but that's in a nutshell. So let's hope that, you know, Mr. Harris is one of the all-time quality guys to play for the Wahoos, that he can recover. And I guess in the next couple of days we'll find out more about how those tests went today and what kind of results are from the test tomorrow?
Well, obviously, like to have him back, because Wake Forest looks like they're going to be a tough opponent on Wednesday night. They had a big win yesterday over North Carolina, and have, I noticed in the paper, 3 wins already over ranked opponents. So another tough ACC challenge at home on Wednesday night, Jason.
No question. And I think there's, you know, league plays tough, and Carolina saw that going into Wake Forest, and you know, you just got to be ready. It's a new season. That's how we've approached this. You know, we broke it down as non-conference and now conference, and then obviously we're hoping for postseason. So we're into the conference slate, and you just got to take them one at a time. I know it's, you know, it's the old cliche, old coaches speak, but every game, every opponent in this league's tough, and we got to be ready. That's a young team, but they all have experience. They all played a lot last year. You know, Makai, I think, being one of the only seniors, and then a ton of sophomores. So those kids are growing up, and they're growing up fast. It's a good team.
You know, I know you got a lot of expertise on that coaching staff, and Tony, of course, I think is still the all-time three-point leading percentage shooter. But if you need Hobo to come over there and be a free throw shooting consultant, I'm happy to come over, and because we got to figure out a way to make some more free throws.
Whatever can help at this point, you know, I'll pay for it. I'll even come out of my pocket and pay for it. if it helps us make some free throws, we'll do it.
You know, maybe we should get in touch with Rick Barry and teach these guys how to shoot underhanded. Or I remember Bill Sharman way back in the day would get set in a couple of dribbles, and he would drill like 9 in a row. And so, it's got to be – it's a concentration thing, right?
You know, I think it is. You know, obviously being a player, I had some struggles early in my career. I wasn't a great free throw shooter. But it's all confidence. And when it gets upstairs and you start thinking about it, you know, we got to get I remember J.J. had Doc Rotella. I think Coach Holland did the same over the years. You know, we got to get Doc in here. And it's just positive reinforcement. You know, you can't go up there with any negative thoughts. And I think it's in some of the guys' heads. So,
some of it's mental, but I think in a couple of cases could benefit from a little mechanical tweak every once in a while. You know, that's why the guys on the PGA Tour have swing coaches.
Whatever we can do, the mechanics, I don't know at this point. I think their shot is, hopefully we can just get them thinking that they can go up there and make it. So we're going to keep working on it. Trust me, we're working on it every day.
Well, let's get back to positive on the shooting. London Perantes made three threes the other night, and I thought he just had a terrific game on Saturday.
He was great. He actually offensively got us off to a very good start, made some shots. He didn't turn the ball over. He handled their pressure at times. He was huge. We need him to not be a first year. He's got to grow up fast, and you know, he was in that starting lineup. You know, we're expecting big things from him, and every day Tony's telling them, son, you got to grow up. You got to grow up. So he grew up down in Tallahassee the other day.
Well, the other positive, and I know Coach said a lot about this after the game, was Akil Mitchell seemed to be Akil Mitchell again, other than maybe a little free throw issue from his standpoint, but overall his performance was terrific.
No question. And you know, I think I think it's human nature. I think not just Akil, but several of our guys, you know, they had certain expectations individually. He got back to playing basketball the way he needs to help us win games. And it was effort, it was defense, it was rebounding. You know, he finished around the rim. All of those guys got to get a little better at finishing. And then, obviously, I keep telling them, just go to the free throw line and don't think about it and just shoot it. He's going to be fine. But I think, you know, all of those guys early in the year, I just put a lot of extra undue pressure on themselves, and it was good to see him get back to playing the way he's capable of playing.
You know, Jason, and by the way, we're speaking with Jason Williford, the assistant coach for the University of Virginia's men's basketball program. Jason, looking at the roster now, and you and I had talked about this long before the season began, trying to figure out the lineup and who's coming off the bench and what groupings of players would be on the court together. And I remember you told me that there was almost maybe too much flexibility. And now that we've gone through a significant number of games, and now we're entering really the crucial aspect of the season, the first home ACC game this Wednesday, when you look out on the floor and it's crunch time, you and Coach Bennett and Coach McKay, who are the five guys you think are going to be there with 2 minutes to play, you know, with the game on the line now?
You know, you're putting me on the spot. Obviously, Joe's going to be out there, Akil, the two guys with the most experience. But, I think it's a – and it's been a struggle for us, and it continues to be. It's a who's playing well. And, mm-hmm. and we got to get guys to be consistent and not just playing well, making shots. Everyone thinks it's about making shots and offense. But playing well and doing the things we need them to do defensively. So I think it changes, to be quite honest. I'm not trying to duck your answer.
Right.
But I think it changes. I do think you'll see a consistent starting lineup. It's probably going to be what we went with down in Tallahassee. And then guys just have to be ready when the numbers call coming off the bench. And,
yep.
and it starts with defense, and if they're making shots, that's great. Offense comes and goes, but our defense has to be a constant.
Well, not to let you off the hook, but a lot of it depends on the game situation and how players are playing on that day and matchups and things like that.
Question.
And I thought you all did a great job at the end of the game with the offense defensive substitutions, getting Akil and Darian Atkins in the game for defensive purposes, and then getting some better free throw shooters in when you had a chance when Virginia got the ball back.
Absolutely. And foul trouble will dictate those lineups as well. And so those guys just have to be ready. But rest assured, Joe and Akil will probably be out there more times than not.
You know, the one thing I'm sure of is the plane trip back from Tallahassee was a lot more pleasant than the plane trip back from Knoxville.
Absolutely. In fact, I actually talked to some people on the way back from Tallahassee, whereas I don't think I talked to anybody on the way back.
Yeah, I bet you that was a very quiet plane ride back from Knoxville.
In my 12 years doing
the games, I had a few of those quiet rides home. They're not very much fun.
No, not fun at all. Not fun at all. But, you know, I just, as a coach, you know, and I go back to my playing days, you know, we didn't always understand, but as a coach, you hope that the kids don't have to learn lessons the hard way. And that's the same for my kids, my two boys, you know, you don't, but I guess they have to. And, you know, you would have thought Green Bay was a lesson learned, but, you know, I hope this is behind us. The NBA says, you know, they call those throwaway games. So that's a throwaway game, and we're on to the ACC play.
All right, Jason, we've got a minute here.
Yep.
Looking at now that you've gotten the giant gorilla off your back, now that, you know, we finally broken the long dry spell down in Tallahassee, the team comes home, a couple of days to get ready. Hopefully Joe Harris recovers from getting knocked around a little bit with his head. You've got Wake Forest coming in, riding high after a huge win down in Winston-Salem. Two teams that are ready to really collide and really fight for something.
Yep.
How do you guys get the team focused really quickly to play a very key game at home?
Well, I don't think anything changes. You know, our preparation will always be the same. You know, it's taking it one game at a time, doing what we do, our defense, you know, taking care of the ball, executing all offensively. But we're at home. We got to protect home. This is ACC play. We want to win the regular season. So this is one more step towards that goal. And, you know, it's the next opponent. We got to approach them with the same urgency we had with Florida State. And the guys, I mean, they saw it for themselves. I'm pretty sure a lot of them watched the game. It's a good team. So they're going to come in with the right focus. They just beat a very good Carolina team, and we got to be ready. I think we will be.
Well, every game's a battle in this league. It's been that way for a long time. So, Jason, congratulations on the win Saturday. Good luck Wednesday, and we really appreciate your support of Who's Talking. You've been a guest many times, and we look forward to having you back in the future.
Guys, thank you so much, and Happy New Year. Have a great 2014.
Well, take care, Jason.
Same to you. Jason Williford, assistant coach over in Charlottesville. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll have a little conversation between us. And don't forget, bottom of the hour, more basketball with Ted Jeffries, the UVA radio analyst. Stay tuned.